Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DestoProds.com Anime Club. Today we're going to be taking a look at Busa Rankin. This was Bojuan's pick, so for those who are new to this show, for this format, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking a look at the first two episodes of the show, like telling you, like giving you guys sync points for it and stuff, but then we're going to take a look at the first two episodes of the show and then giving our thoughts on what else we have seen to the series and just the series in general and stuff. So, I'm the Dead Man. Jumping to the deal, as always, is Bovey One.
Hello.
And Budgetron.
Hello.
I just realized my name on this show is the only one that doesn't end in an on sound.
On. Ninja yep. Kitty.
I mean regular. Cast member. Regular host.
Steven. That's not an on, that's an in.
I said on this
it's
show.
It's not Steve on. Oh, on this show. Okay, okay. Yeah, I thought you said
show.
On the site for some reason.
No, on
I
this
thought you
show.
Said on the site. That's my confusion. Okay.
Yeah, every other yeah. person on the site, every other person on the site name ends in on. Ninja Kitan, Kazan.
I'm just, I'm still a bit out of it.
Well, you sound better.
I'm quite a bit better, yeah. I'm no longer feverish or delusional, but my brain is a little bit fried still.
Okay. So yeah, we're taking a look at the first episode of Busa Rankin right now. So, if you're watching the Japanese release, it should just start out black screen, then fade into guy panting. If you're watching an American release for some reason, then it'll be like a minute 31 in after the opening sequence, because in the first episode it has the opening sequence and then it goes right into the show. But we're watching the Japanese release, so why are you watching the American one? Seriously, I'm not just talking about for the show, I'm just talking about in general. Why would you watch the American release?
It's very rare that I prefer the dub.
Yeah, very, very rare. It's usually like shows that I watch when I first started getting anime, like fucking Full Metal Alchemist. Like, I tried watching the dub of that. I tried watching some of that, and I just couldn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, Busa Rankin is always brought to the LVC media player. So like I said, if it's the Japanese release, right from the beginning, if it's the American release, about a minute 31 in is when we start. So you guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Damn it, I knew I shouldn't have ran that marathon before I started this. Why does he have insane eyes? And, okay, this got really weird.
It gets weirder before it gets more normal, Dead Man.
I know, it's...
it's and then it gets weird again.
Yeah, it's just very hentai.
Totally hentai. I could see it.
Yeah. That's some hardcore penetration.
Yeah. Oh no, he became involved, not, oh no, he got stabbed through the heart.
I would say pompadour. That's a bad translation, but I've seen it on every translation I've seen. Oh, his pompadour is insane. It's the best anime pompadour ever.
I don't know.
Better than the one from the guy from Shaman King?
Redline?
Yeah, Redline.
Do either of their pompadours emote?
Well, one of them does, like, shapeshift. It seems the second year's of making noise, just nothing else.
See, I don't really get that. She acts all embarrassed at this point and then acts the exact same way the very next day.
He has the power of alchemy. He must have seen the truth. Busa Rankin.
Title card.
Fuck it. Episode 1, A New Life. Times are tough for the Empire. Do you think they practice saying hello in unison like that?
No, it's Japan. It's one of the skills you have to get into high school.
Ah, they've known Christ. It since birth. What is wrong with your belly button, dude? Killer fists. You're nothing like One Punch Man, though. I would have loved to see that. Just these guys punching each other while walking to school. was also very phallic. Even in his dreams, he's a bitch.
He said it was a terrible nightmare, not the best dream of his life.
Yeah. If he had saved her, it would have turned into a great dream.
Especially if she repaid him.
Yeah. But she'd probably be like Zelda and never put out. And I gotta say, those are the weirdest female school uniforms I've ever seen. Like, seriously, what the hell's up with that? I thought they're all like sailor shit for school uniforms in Japan.
They go to a fairly fancy school.
Oh, well, la di da.
Their school has special briefcases.
Yeah. Went to your mama's house. That's what you get for bringing the wrong backpack, bitch.
Note that he said he'll overlook it.
Yeah, like, I'll overlook it. Here's your punishment.
Yeah. Then he got real pedo there. Bend over. I would love to have the ability to speak perfectly in unison like that. Do you think it works with like internet lag? If like they're like on like a Skype chat or in the middle of a game or something, they'll actually be able to speak in unison like that, even considering the lag. What?
Probably. All their voices would lag exactly the same, so yeah. They all came through at exactly the same time.
Or like because they have different lags, they'd be able to like sync it up so they stay at the exactly right time so that all their voices come through at once. And I have no idea what has happened in that scene.
The only thing I understand was like, some odd juice.
Yeah, but she's like
juice
pissed off
that nobody likes.
Yeah, but she's like pissed off. It's like, hey, drink this. He's like, ah.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
I have no idea, dude.
It's your stalker.
How'd that bitch get my number?
Well, she's with his dead body for a while. Presumably he had his phone on him.
And she tried some other things.
Oh yeah, she did some things to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know the human body can keep an erection for hours after death?
No, there were things inserted into places.
Oh, God.
I'm not even kidding.
She had a syringe.
He's not.
She had a syringe of fluid that she just injected into it. After she cleaned out his shitty pants. So is she his younger sister?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, she looked older, but she kept calling him Onii-chan. Wait, what? Why? I've seen that snail before.
Bakemonogatari.
The guy I've also seen that's like, I think it was Monster Wrangler or something? Monster?
It might be a common charm in Japan,
yeah.
So.
Oh, what the Christ? Does he have the power of acupuncture? Ah, fuck.
All that trouble and he forgets his briefcase anyway.
Yeah. You're just gonna get in trouble again, dude. Like, this happens every week. How can you keep forgetting it? Dude,
you somehow knew this was happening and yet you weren't there.
Yeah. And also, why'd he answer a cell phone? I'm pretty sure he has more pressing matters to attend to right now. like running for his goddamn life. It's difficult to walk and run. It's difficult to walk and talk at the same time. Let me just explain everything to you right now. When you got stabbed, bro. You just said a couple minutes ago that you remembered everything.
Except he didn't. Like we said, she did some stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know, but... Oh, what the Christ. Really great animation on her reacting, guys. Just her standing there peacefully while screaming. But seriously, that's... It's really weird wording on that of, you'll get involved. Om nom nom. Hi, Orochimaru. Wow, he sucks. Just clap your hands together and touch the pole. Everything will be fine. Wait. Dude, what did you put in those brownies?
By the way, you might not have caught it. Can you hear me? You're dead.
And yet he doesn't have the giant hole in his chest anymore.
I think it's being covered by his jacket.
Nope. His jacket got stabbed too.
See? Things were inserted into places.
Okay then.
You know, just don't ask how the biology of that works out.
Yeah. Also, don't try to get in an airplane. They will lock you the fuck up. You know about alchemy, dude. Do you not know about, you know, the thing that she just said? The ultimate alloy crafted through the essence of alchemy. Valkyrie skirt. It's not really a skirt, bro.
Shut up.
Does it explain how she got that scar?
No, actually, it never does.
How much you want to bet she gave it to herself? Wait, Death Scythe Arm is alchemy? I thought it was Valkyrie Skirt. Okay, which is it, Valkyrie Skirt or Death Arms?
It's... Death Scythe is the type, Valkyrie Skirt is the name.
Okay.
Of the specific one.
Hey, you died trying to help a person. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Wait, did his back crack? Or?
Yeah, they sort of use that for general physical pain.
Okay. and thus the romance has begun. Did he really not believe alchemy would be in the dictionary?
Mm-hmm.
That's the boner noise.
No, they have boner noises. I don't think it's that.
They have multiple boner noises. That's boner noise part. That's boner noise dash one dot wave. Yes, she just said that. I always love that. We tried to make a really powerful weapon, but it was too powerful. I really love that. It's just so stupid. Fuck that noise.
She activated that just to make her point.
Yep. Because she's a bitch. I told you about all this awesome, insane shit, so you won't have anything to do with this awesome, insane shit.
Yes. Definitely don't come to this life of fighting and adventure.
With awesome ass weapons and spending time with a reasonably hot girl with a sick ass face scar. Wait, did she really just give him? Did she really just give him the Orpheus options? In Morpheus, just if you do with this, you'll go back to your regular life. If you do this, you'll go into this awesome shit.
Yeah, there was no pills, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's. It's pretty much just, yeah, the blue pill is sitting on your ass, the red pill is going with her. Yes, yeah, some incredible fighting, where you got your ass eaten by standing still. Yes, you must have. For people out there, that's a little under 6 feet. I believe.
Something like that.
Because I'm like 6'1 and I'm 183.
Yeah. I'm 5'9, I'm 160 something, I think.
Okay, then. Let's... Yes, so. Why?
Hey?
Wait, so they were researching to biological weapons that are filled with robotic shit.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Who the fuck's this asshole? Look at that fucking face! Why aren't you attacking him? Wow. He turned fast. Stab him in the dick. Just fucking burst in there. Fuck it. Who cares? Wait, when did she say that? What's happening?
I don't think she did. He's imagining it.
That was when he was dead.
Is he literally Maybe. Ripping his heart out?
Sort of.
Basically, in this series, he takes his heart out and fights things with it.
Yeah.
Okay. That would not cause any problems whatsoever. Wait, what?
And it still acts as his heart.
Okay.
It becomes a plot point later on.
Huh. Oh, shit. They got a Power Ranger weapon. It's a spear, motherfucker.
Lance.
A lance.
Lance, fuck it.
Lance.
He's using two hands. Seriously, that thing looks like a fucking Power Ranger weapon.
Wait for it.
What? 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 That is awesome. Fuck it.
Fail.
Yep.
And that's something I like about this series. The noob is still a noob.
Yep. That's a 3 from the Russian judge. He just failed to stick the landing. Bitch, I saved your life. How about some fucking, you know, I don't know. What's the word? Fuck. Gratitude.
Because Tsundere.
Of course, it's always that. It's always the hero shows up, saves the fucking life, and then just, what the fuck are you doing here, man? I told you not to come. God. Yes, we annihilated the ones here. I stabbed one and you killed the rest. Teamwork!
As a note, he did kill the strongest one.
Yeah, true.
Well, the strongest one there.
Yeah, with the element of surprise! My heart is now this bomb-ass dragon lance. I'm so hype. Yeah, I mean, I'm the protagonist. Come on. But unfortunately, lacks the skill. What the dick? Why does she have demon eyes?
Car!
Yeah. That would just be great. Just they have to go to the other side of the road in the middle of this really deep conversation and then just go back and restart. Isn't it kind of rude or something to call someone by their first name even though you just met them?
In Love Japan, interest. Right? No one cares.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? So that was episode 1.
Hooray!
Yeah, that was, yeah.
We will watch the closing because it's kind of...
lame.
Yep, moving on. Fuck that noise. Yeah, so, we'll just give you guys a couple seconds to get the next episode loaded up.
And if you chose to watch the ending sequence for some reason.
Yeah, who would do that?
You can, you know, there's a pause button for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm actually probably just going to put in like a little music break thing here. folks.
Finally.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have episode 2 loaded up. So with this one, we're just watching it right at the beginning. This is, again, the Japanese release, so we're just going to be starting at 0 and then going. So, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Fuck yeah, J-Rock!
This is a fucking awesome opening. It is one of my favorites.
Great song. I gotta say, the way that they show the credits is interesting. Yep. Get it? Like a penis. Wait, why do like those main people all have like monocolor eyes?
There are two folks who are, yeah, I'm not gonna spoil it, that were shown there, who are sort of independents. And...
Ah, what the Christ?
Yeah, keep in mind this opening is for the entire series, so they show you a lot.
Yeah.
Spoilery though.
No, that's why it's great. It shows you everything, but, like, not a lot of spoilers.
Yeah. Shows you everything, explains nothing. Okay, why do they keep switching back and forth between Busan Enkin and that one fight with the one fight from fucking Gurren Lagann? The power of my pompadour is taking over!
That's actually got a funny scene there.
Okay, that one girl isn't doing jack shit. Like holding your hand up in front of your mouth is supposed to cover your mouth so people can't see what you're saying. She was putting it on the opposite side so that only people who she didn't want to hear what she was saying could see what she was saying.
Recap!
And that still really bugs me. Whenever they say, oh no, they'll get involved. Not, oh no, they'll get fucking stabbed in the heart.
Once again, I would call it bad translation, but, like, every translation I've seen does that.
Yeah! It's like, the Japanese words for involved and killed is very similar. And everyone just keeps saying
I think the reasoning is, like, once a homunculus tries to kill you, even if she saves him, it'll keep trying to kill him, so he's now permanently involved. He's a target.
Yeah, but he didn't know that. Like, he said to his sister, oh no, she'll get involved.
Tokiko had actually already told him over the phone, once it's seen you, it'll try to kill you for sure.
Okay, yeah, I guess it was complaining about something else. Seriously, I would expect to see that weapon. If, like, from, like, the fucking, what's his name? The Quantum Ranger from Time Force. I mean, he has a gun that looks exactly like that. Oh, and he has a fucking lance. Homunculus have always been bitches.
I kind of wish you were watching later into the series, because there's so many awkward, great...
Yeah, this guy's just a great villain.
Just with a really stupid face. I mean, butterflies! It's not very intimidating.
Neither is a man-thong, but...
Your opinion changes.
I'm just saying, as somebody who hasn't seen anything else in the series and just looking at him, just, hey, I'm some douchebag with a mask. And it's
all
butterflies.
Symbolic and shit.
Okay. Who drank all my booze? That is pretty funny. It's seriously, they were specifically holding their hand so that he would see, so that he would specifically know that they're calling him a pervert.
Maybe that was done on purpose.
Just to fuck with him?
Yep.
We'll teach that fucking Pomodoro a lesson. Is he a demon? He's a homunculus, isn't he? It wouldn't surprise me.
This guy creeps me out.
What?
It's revealed later on, and it's not really much of a plot point either, but he can also perfectly imitate people's voices.
Okay, then.
And he seems to be the first one who catches on to what's going on.
Wait, he's probably following him right now. He's actually in that rubble taking pictures of everything. Yeah, fuck the police. Is that like her catchphrase? My mission is to fight? Anytime anything happens...
No,
like,
she has a catchphrase, but she won't say it for a while.
Okay.
And then she says it all the time.
Wow, that's terrible. The sword of surprise.
Get it? Like a penis.
Yep. Yeah, get your shit together, bro. Come on. You come up with a name for it after you know how to use it. No, let's get crunk.
Like a penis.
Now here, have some of this ganja and let's get crunk. Okay, then. So that's a new explanation for homunculi.
Yep.
The show has a really weird take on alchemy.
Notably, I saw this before Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it would all be like... I guess since I saw like Full Metal Alchemist first... My vision of what alchemy is a bit different from this.
Well, just remember that any creator can take whatever perspective they want on alchemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and alchemy is more of a name that they just stuck to it.
Yeah.
Than it's like more, you know, an actual theory that they're running by.
Yeah, it's like, we're doing all this magical shit. What do we call it? Oh, alchemy.
Basically, if it's an anime and they're doing magic, but they want to science the shit out of it, they call it alchemy.
Yeah. People really need to look up more.
Yes, they clearly don't play enough Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. Yes, elementary, my dear Tokiko. What the fuck? Ah, oh, cock. It must suck being this guy's subordinate. I mean, he just rides you everywhere.
This is a pretty cool maneuver they pull here.
Yeah, that was awesome. They swung by.
Coming up.
Oh, okay.
You dunce.
What you said? Pretty cool move.
Protagonists.
What you said? Pretty cool move. They're pulling here.
In this fight sequence.
Although I'll tell you, for all of the consecutive all the episodes after this, that you can't use it well yet.
Yeah. Wow, you look fruity, dude. Apparently no Shinpo. If we won't underestimate them, the people who didn't hit us.
Well, they didn't hit them this time.
What's our landing strategy here?
Hers is clearly different from his.
Yeah. I guess those leg braces were made by Aperture Science. I think I'm missing 7 of my toes and I shit myself.
Always bothered me when she put a Band-Aid on like that.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
Pain. Yeah.
Adhesive all in the wound. And
Yeah. You have to put multiple bandages, like, vertical-wise. Wait a minute. The way she explained it before... It sounded like they were done. It sounded like those two things, like the homunculus development and like the arms alchemy development, were taking place at relatively the same time or something. But now it's like they made homunculi, and then oh fuck, they're too powerful. Let's make these things. Oh wait, they're too powerful. Hey, somebody looked up.
It's complicated.
Yes, a giant robotic-looking bird. Was a bottle rocket.
Let me grope her a bit.
Yeah. Come on, bros before hoes, man. Why does that thing look across between a xenomorph and a rat?
It's a chozo
thing. Because it is.
So, Weyland Yutani was behind the alchemy experiments. You seem to be able to use it freely pretty well. I mean, just put your hand on your man's tit, then there's your lance. That glasses guy must have followed me. Put tracker on me.
That's what, yes, that seal is actually on his, he did.
That's what that seal is on his chest. It's a tracker. Jesus Christ. Is it just me, or does What's-His-Face's sister have, like, a different art style than everybody else? Just any scene I see her in, she looks like she's drawn differently. We're bros. The dick? Did you not realize that your sister was there, bro?
You came up with the same thing.
Yeah. You used your weird Kankabancho eye lasers. Wait a minute. What the... What is happening?
She can't figure it out.
Yes, you're dying of jealousy that he has a sister. Wait, what is going on? I'm so confused. You're just gonna stay there all night making that noise. Yeah, he seems more like a villain than the guy in the butterfly mask. Wait, why does Eyes go survive? Why does Eyes go horror anime there for a second? Come on, bitches, let's bounce! Aw, dick. Lancet. Like a bullet,
just you know.
Well, such a precise instrument there.
It has
you could totally use the lance to just, like, narrowly avoid her head.
Yeah, just get her to sit still, and then just go to her side and throw the fucking thing.
Or just wrap the sash around her head. I'm sure that'd do the job.
Okay, frog homunculi. Homunculus. Oh, God. Okay, does that homunculus grow those frogs in her, or is...
Him.
Like, it's a him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like a him.
He's really fucking annoying, but it's a him.
Okay, then. Him. So does he grow those frogs inside of him, or are they just there, and then they burst out of those little sack things because aesthetic grossness?
He grows them.
Okay. He grows robots. Works for Transformers.
He grows alchemical beings. He's basically growing mini homunculi.
Okay. Which look like robots.
Yeah, they do. So?
It's weird. Yes. Wait. Did she say that, or is like psychic or what?
She said it.
Okay.
You're just not paying attention.
No, I'm not. I'm too busy making jokes about stuff. Oh, Jesus
I agree,
Christ.
Though, that the glasses dude would make an excellent villain, but Butterfly Mask does do pretty well.
Yeah.
What
the? Chono! That's his name. And it's sort of a Tetsuo Canada situation between Kazuki and him.
Okay.
Like, half of their interactions are just them yelling their names at each other.
This is going to be awkward to explain to people. We spent the night alone in the woods. I had my shirt off. Blah, blah. How did you not... We penetrated elsewhere. What the hell? Take it out? Wait, why is there a halo around the moon?
Lens flare. Directed by J.J. Abrams.
It's the weirdest lens flare I've ever seen.
Actually, depending on the weather, you can see that.
Yeah.
No, it's still weird.
More commonly shows up in foggier sort of stuff.
Ribbit. This music seems kind of out of place. It seems like it should be in a much more somber moment than explanation shit.
Well, they're talking about the possibility of her turning into a homunculus.
Yeah, I know, but...
getting that out.
Oh, no, it's so threatening. He must be the greatest villain of our generation. I'm going to keep making fun of him. I don't care. Oh no! Frogs!
Goddamn frogs! Yeah. Quebec is invading!
If only the French were here! They could save us!
No, the French are here.
Well, that sash is powerful and shit. It just seems weirdly out of place on it. And also that might get in the way.
It's not the final form of the weapon.
Okay.
Not what it's quote unquote supposed to look like.
Okay. Fuck you, frogs!
Pinpoint accuracy with a giant lance.
Yep.
Because fuck you.
Yep. Okay, I took out three of them. How many more are there? A few dozen. Fuck. I don't think my throat can handle screaming that a few more times.
See, already you're destroying yourself with a beating. You're assuming it's going to take you the full amount of time to do this. You should assume you're going to do it in one day.
Yeah, I mean, you're the protagonist. Come on, bro.
You always have to set unrealistic goals, be shot down, and then kind of succeed by the end.
Yeah. Well, actually, you fail to succeed by the actual end, but then something will happen where you're able to succeed. It'll be like day six. You have 2 hours left. It's like, okay, fuck it, I'm never going to do it. And they get attacked, and then you really end up doing it. Okay, so that was the first two episodes of Booster Rankin. It's weird.
It is strange, and it kind of gets stranger, but also kind of gets easier to understand as you go along.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess, well, I need to pee. So let's take another couple second break, and then we'll come back with our thoughts on the series in general and stuff. So yeah, we're back. So that was the first episode of Booster Rankin. I guess I'll go first with my thoughts on what I've seen from that, because that's all I've seen of the series. It's. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of having a hard time just wrapping my head around it because, well, it does have some things I like about it. Like the weird over the top battle shit is pretty cool. It's got a pretty decent sense of humor, especially with the fucking pompadour guy. Like, I want to know what his deal is. Like, I want a pompadour guy spinoff series. Yeah, and the animation is okay, I guess. Like, it's got its moments, but some things in it are just really weird. Like I said, with the sister. The sister looks like she's drawn from a different... looks like she's from a different anime. She is drawn... to me, she looks like she's drawn differently than any other girl in the series. I think it's the hair.
Probably the hair.
Like, the hair and the eyebrows. They look different. They look off.
Well, it's because she actually does have very strange hair compared to the other characters in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because of that, and because it has completely different, you know, physics to it, that it ends up being drawn differently.
Yeah, it... does she end up getting, like, a hair arms alchemy?
No.
No. The circle of friends and stuff don't ever get directly involved in anything.
Okay. Wait, they don't? That's odd for this type of anime.
They kind of get indirectly involved, but never directly.
It was just like in most anime where, like, a lot of the anime that I've seen that's kind of this type of thing, if there's a guy and he has, like, a group of friends, at some point they usually end up becoming part of his party, I guess.
More for the secret lifestyle, although he fails at keeping it a secret. It's like he tries to keep them out of it because there's no real way to just... We find out that the number of the Kakugane is limited, and there's sort of like an organization that controls them, so...
Okay.
So... Yeah, there's the alchemic warriors who are governed by this association, and they attempt to... keep tabs on all the Kakugane and stuff.
Okay, so that's actually something else I was wondering about with the Kakugane. So, is the type of weapon that the Kakugane accesses, is it, like, predetermined, or is it just, like, here you have this, and then you activate it, and then it turns into something?
It's based on the user. So, like, there's actually a point where some people switch their Kakugane around, and people are using different people's, but, like, no matter what Kakugana you use, you will get your Buso Renkin.
Okay. So there wasn't going to be any point where, like, what's his name? Main guy.
Kazuki.
Yeah, there's no point where he grabs Tokikyo's Buso Renkin and then just activates Valkyrie Skirt.
No, there is a point where he grabs Tokikyo's Buso Renkin Kakugane and activates a second lance.
And well, he has cool. Two lances.
Yeah.
Okay. So you said he failed with the secret life thing. So does that mean just like one day, like Pompadour guy's freaking the fuck out about something, and then Kazuki's just like, well, you know what? Rips his heart out, and then turns it into a lance.
No. It's about episode 5, I think. That basically he. I don't want to spoil too much for you. I don't know how spoilery can get. Deadman,
as spoilery as you want.
All right,
it's my own fault for not getting too deep into it, so I take the punishment that I get.
Okay, so they defeat all of the homunculi, and they just have to get the antidote from Chono, who's the guy with the mask who is creating the homunculus. He's basically creating them in order to create one for himself that will make him immortal, and it's a special type called human type where you just like have a human form. And it's known as the most powerful. He wants to do this because he's very, very sick. Anyways, but Tokiko becomes crippled at that point because it's been like, it's the sixth day, it's like the fifth day or something. It's getting very close to the end.
Okay.
And so he takes her back to his friends and has them look after her, and then he says, I have something I have to go do, and they're like, you become involved in something dangerous, haven't you? Just like, yeah, we all know. It's obvious. Please be careful. Now go away.
Yeah, they never expressly state that. The friends never say, we know exactly what he's up to. Just that there's stuff that he's up to, and it's dangerous, and it's best for them to be in the dark about the specifics.
Okay.
And then when he gets picked up by a helicopter, it becomes pretty obvious that something's up.
Yeah. He's out.
Okay, so what is this organization that's actually running, like, being, like, it's, controlling the Kakugane? Is that, like, some,
it's
like,
the Alchemic Regiment.
It's, like, ancient order of alchemy that's existed for, like, thousands of years or something? Or is it just some assholes figured out what alchemy was and decided to take over it?
They've been around for a few centuries. They created the Kakugane, and
they're responsible for the good side of the research into the alchemy.
Okay.
It's not the non-homunculus variety.
Although dabble in some bad stuff, but
yes.
I won't get into that.
Okay, actually, that's something I wanted to ask about. That's something I wanted to get into. So with the, Tokiko explained the first episode that it was, like, the homunculus and the, Buson Anken, they were developed. Like, one was looking into like biological research, and one was looking into weapons development. And so they're both created, and then wasn't it said like they were both too powerful to be used or something?
Too powerful for common people to use. Or too common to be allowed to be used freely. That's why they feel the need to control it.
Okay, so the way it was explained the first time, it sounded like they were like kind of like they're both kind of happening at the same time, like the development was happening in two different places, because they were like, all right, so you guys work on this, you guys work on this. But the way that like they described in the second episode, it was, okay, we made these. Fuck, they got out of control. Let's make something else. Is that actually how it happened? Like they, like the things were developed to specifically fight the homunculi? Homunculi?
That's something I actually can't specifically remember. I don't know if Pudge can help us out on that one.
As far as I know, they don't really go that in depth into that kind of the history. There's the history that leads to the final conflict and stuff that they go into quite in depth, but the actual research they did, they really don't go much further than saying they both came out of the research into alchemy.
Okay. So they never should give an explanation of what came first, why they were in development. It's just, yeah, we made these.
Yeah, they were looking, you know, as alchemists do, they're looking, you know, for the Philosopher's Stone, and turn lead into gold, yada, yada, yada. And
alchemy
just an alloy that was discovered, the Kakugana was an alloy discovered as a byproduct of this. And so was the homunculus matter.
Okay, one thing I would like to see in an anime, or anything really, is where the people, they set out to make something, and they actually make it. And that's the main thing in the show, and that's the main thing of the series. Not, we set out to make this thing, then we failed horribly, made this other thing.
Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know Fullmetal Alchemist, but still.
Spoilers Although, for Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah, I know Fullmetal
Spoiler
Alchemist.
Spoiler alert for Buso Rankin here. They kind of create a Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah. Three, specifically.
And we may... Three of them. And Unless we may or may not have already seen one in the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, we just that was a bunch of questions I had about the show. Let's actually talk about the show in terms of our opinions on it. So, Bobby, since it's your pick, I guess what have you been thinking of the show?
Well, I obviously love the series. I watched it like twice at least before this. And I do have to say a lot. It kind of gets better as you get into it. Like, it's a good fast-paced start, but it's not a very good start for explaining things and sort of allowing you to feel like you know what's going on in the story. It's
kind of all over the place for you at first.
Yeah, but as it goes on, so like by the third or fourth episode, you start to get a bit more comfortable with what's going on. And then you pretty much feel like that for the rest of the time. Unless things are purposely thrown in there to be like, what? Why is this happening? Because none of the characters know either. But yeah, I do quite enjoy the series. I like how all the story arcs are really short. I believe at one point I was writing for It's a Geek Thing. Ha ha ha.
And,
I kind of like, I did a rundown of all the arcs, and each one of them was like 5-6 episodes max. And so yeah, there's a lot of good little short arcs in there, and each of them has a really interesting story to it, and they do kind of blend together near the end. It kind of becomes more like one big event that it's leading up to.
Okay. In terms of the animation, do they ever like get out of the habit of using very bizarre eye animation for it? Because like I said throughout that thing, looking at that, every once in a while they'll just all of a sudden turn into like they'll just turn into anime horror eyes. Which
no,
it's very weird to me. Just I've seen a lot of like horror anime and horror manga, and every time I see those eyes, I'm just expecting something horrible to happen, but it's usually just something kind of stupid.
Actually, now that you mention it, there's something that Mahiro does where she closes her eyes and tilts her head and smiles, which when I first saw this, I had never seen any horror anime. This is one of the first anime I ever watched.
Okay.
So, like, I'd say it was in, like, the first five. It seemed very innocent to me, but now I'm like, God, that's creepy.
Yes, now you've been down the rabbit hole.
I've been down the rabbit hole, and in the anime podcast, which is going up at the same time as this, check it out, either on the iTunes or on the website, I'll be talking about the rabbit hole.
We're now on Stitcher.
We're also on Stitcher.
Yeah. There'll be a link to that.
Yeah, I'll be talking about the rabbit hole a bit, but yeah, it now seems very creepy to me, and I don't know, I guess they could have chosen some better choices with facial expressions, but...
Yeah, facial expressions are like facial animation stuff. It's just... It's the eyes, man. Like, a lot of horror, a lot of the feeling of dread and horror that comes through an anime is through the eyes. It's like horror and insanity is always done really well through the eyes, and that's one of the things that, that's one of the things I actually really love about like anime stuff is they just manage to get through so they just manage to get across so much just dread just through the eyes.
But a couple things I have to go over that are excellent parts of the series that come through later on. Papillon. He is an excellent villain.
Or, you know, anti-villain, whatever you want to call him.
Does he also have
anti-villain, anti-hero, maybe?
Maybe.
Does he also have a really femmy mask?
Yes, he still has the really femmy mask.
He's the butterfly mask guy.
Okay, it's the butterfly guy?
That's becomes his name.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Captain Bravo.
His name
if you cannot hear it, I am applauding Captain Bravo.
Just from his name alone, I'm excited to see this guy.
Yep. Yeah, Captain Bravo is an interesting character. I would have liked to see his less serious side a bit more often, but...
Wait, a guy named Captain Bravo has a serious side?
He has a very serious side.
Yeah, he's one of the most powerful alchemical warriors in the thing, in the battalion.
Just with a name.
And he uses his fists.
Yeah, but
like, he doesn't have a weapon. It's just...
Yeah, but just from the name Captain Bravo, I'm just seeing Johnny Bravo cosplaying as Captain Falcon.
No, you actually you saw the guy in the opening. You know, the guy with the silver coat with the cowboy hat.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that guy. Well... I was gonna say, like Johnny Bravo, if that actually was a character design, he would have the hair for the show.
No, there's only one pompadour.
Yeah, I just keep coming back to that.
The show
pompadour.
Itself makes penis jokes about it.
Well, good thing we don't have to make all of them.
Oh yes, and the romance aspect—they don't dick you around for too long.
So yeah.
Give you some closure.
So there actually is a Tsundere romance in this.
Yes.
Yeah,
and unlike every other fucking shonen series out there, or like series like this out there, it actually does give you some closure with it.
Yes.
Yes, and it doesn't even wait till the very end.
Okay, thank God, because Jesus Christ, so many. Every series I watch, especially anime... It dicks you around for so goddamn long with that, and then gives you nothing. Nothing.
Although notably, that does sort of cut the quote-unquote love rivalry kind of short.
I don't care. I don't give
a
fuck about
like,
love rivalry.
I'm your rival in love, bitch. She's mine.
Yeah, like you're like, while love rivalry can be okay, I'm not a big fan of it. There's literally a pissing contest.
There's literally a pissing contest.
Oh God!
You're like when his quote unquote love rival shows up. I never interpreted that guy to ever having a chance.
Yeah,
no, we all thought he didn't.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the things with like love rivalries is one guy clearly has an advantage, the protagonist.
Well, considering what his love rival shows up, she's like. What the hell are you doing here? I'm going to kill you now.
But it could just be Super Tsundere. And I mean super. But yeah, like, the love rivalries that I am actually a fan of are, like, the guy and two girl ones. Because those ones actually do kind of have some interest in them. Like the girl and two guy ones, they're usually, you can usually, like, pretty much tell right off the bat. But with, like, the guy girl, with, like, the guy and two girl ones, they usually have some kind of thing behind it. Like, one of the better ones that I saw, I think, was in, like, I think it was Psychic Academy. The relationship of that was weird, but it was written, but it was interesting, to say the least. Yeah. So, Pudge, what have you been thinking of the series? What do you think of the series, since you have watched it?
Well, again, it was one of the first things I watched when I was starting out. I mean, after, you know, the big ones that...
Yeah, after the standard. DBZ, Sailor Moon, etc.
Yeah, and it was... I thoroughly enjoy it. I, like Bovi said, this is going to be rehashing a lot of ground that Bovi already said. But it goes over... It just becomes better as the series goes on, in my opinion. Things just start coming together so much better as you move on in the series, and while the beginning isn't an amazing story setup, I guess, it's as it goes on, it just tells the story and the background of what's going on so well that it's at the end you're like, holy crap.
Okay.
Now it makes sense that they're fighting on the moon.
They go to the moon?
Yes, they go to the moon.
Is Asura there?
Speaking of which, I'm going to mention one thing I don't like about the series. It follows one specific cliche, that when we first meet the big villain, he's literally unkillable for the majority of the series.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of a dick move. And kind of a stupid, like, character thing that the writer came up with.
It makes sense in the story.
Yeah, it makes sense.
There's a good story reason for it. I just don't like the cliche. It's kind of... It happens a lot.
Yeah, if the main bad guy is unkillable, it kind of takes away a lot of the drama from the story.
Actually, they add a good moral dilemma to the whole unkillable thing. I'm not sure if I want to spoil that, though, for the people listening.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's a big thing in the series.
Yeah.
So it's not as bad as I initially made it sound, because there's something that they add to make it very interesting.
Okay.
But initially having that cliche in there, like when you first have, of course, Kazuki fights him, and he's literally unkillable, it's a bit annoying.
Okay. Yeah, so with what Pudge said about, like, the beginning of the series, like, not exactly being enthralling, I really have to agree with that. Like, since I've only seen the first two episodes, the show, it didn't really grab me in any way. It was like, okay, this is interesting. It could get better. But the first couple episodes, it was just so much of it was just an exposition dump. Like, even when he was running from his life from the giant white snake, people were explaining shit to him.
I'm sorry. You just sounded like you said the giant white snake.
Giant white snake.
Here I go again on my own. Yeah. It's really big metal band.
It's actually just a hair metal band in one being. Just no, actually, it wasn't even that. It's just they have the stage chasing him. Somebody do like some weird AMV thing of this where he's just being chased. Where like they get teacher, he just turns into white snake, and then just the music video is just chasing him.
But yeah, I think one of the main reasons I ended up continuing to watch the series is that, one, the person who recommended it said, you know, it gets better as you go, but two, like, the opening is so awesome that I wanted to keep watching it, but then I'd be like, yeah, I'll watch the episode two.
Yeah, the opening, while it isn't exactly, like, visually stimulating for me, it was just, it had awesome music.
Yeah,
I find the transitions are also really well timed on it.
Yeah, the transitions are well timed.
As someone who
but...
makes AMVs, I appreciate it.
Yeah, the transitions are well timed, but they did seem like a little like stock transition-y to me. Like the guy who was editing the intro that was like his first editing job, and he was just like, I don't really know what to do, so I'm just gonna look at the default transition folder they have in here. Like you said, it just showing everything but like explaining nothing, it was really interesting. I wanted to like keep watching to see what the fuck was happening. Like, why was that guy's head turning? Was that guy's head a moon?
Because he's moon face.
And that's it.
Well, yeah.
He's like that star guy from Arakawa.
Not exactly, but in a way.
Yeah, the same general design aesthetic.
He's a homunculus. It doesn't have to make sense.
Okay.
Actually, that's the exact reason I chose Busurengen, because we were watching Arakawa Under the Bridge, and I saw the dude with the star head, and I'm like, huh.
Okay, kind of
reminds me of Moonface.
Moon.
His name's actually Moon. His name's actually Moonface.
Yes.
His name is actually Moonface.
That is awesome.
Go ahead.
Yeah, like I was saying, the first couple episodes, they didn't exactly enthrall me. Like, they were interesting, but I never really got invested in anything because I didn't really get invested in anything except for the Pompadour guy. Because, like, the villain just from, like, I have no idea what he gets like, later in the series. I have no idea about any of that. Just, right at the beginning, I run around with my subordinates and wear a really girly mask. Fear me! Doesn't really seem like much of a bad guy, but he looks to be deceiving. So, just based on the first couple episodes, the series
Sorry, I have to interrupt you there. Once again, you haven't even seen him wear a man thong yet.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, yeah, like, the first couple episodes, the show gets a tentative recommendation from me. Like, the first couple episodes, like I said, they are just kind of no idea what the fuck's going on and explaining everything, but still explaining nothing.
I, of course, give solid recommendation.
Yeah. Yeah, for the guys. Yeah, from the couple of, yeah, just, I'm. You probably like wouldn't want to take my word on this because, like I said, only in the first two episodes. But yeah, these guys, they recommend it, so check it out, Busurengen. So, also be sure to check out the anime podcast, which goes up the same day as this, where we'll be talking about what we've been watching and reading recently and the news. And be sure to join us next week. We'll be taking a look at it's my pick next, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Yeah, so then, 2 weeks' time, when we come back to do this again, we'll be taking a look at Eureka 7. Yeah. You'll find out why in the anime podcast.
All that crazy death coral.
Yeah. All that sick robo-surfing. Just cut back drop turns everywhere.
Oh. On the subject of mechs, I should mention the Busurengen of the leader of the battalion. He's got it's literally a massive Pacific Rim style mech.
That's his Busurengen.
His Busurengen is a mech?
Yes. Yeah.
Tens of stories tall.
Okay, that's pretty dope. It's like that. It's kind of like that, weird wolf guys Shikai and fucking Bleach, just I summon a giant warrior dude.
His Busurengen can use Busurengen.
Yeah. It's more of a Megazord in that
it's
various limbs have compartments for people.
Okay, that is
go in
that and, I
like the way it flies is there's a backpack thing, and the guy with the Busurengen to control fire gets in the backpack cockpit kind of thing and just activates it.
Do they do like really insane, like over-the-top motions, like in unison to do any attacks?
No.
No.
Okay, I want this show to do a crossover with Power Rangers now. I mean, they got the Lance, they got the Megazord. This... All they need is a really intricate but also really repetitive transformation sequence when they summon their Busarengan, and we're good. Get me Saban, damn it! So, like I said, so check out the anime podcast which goes up today. We got a bunch more podcasts coming up on the site almost every day, as well as news and shit. So check out that stuff. And next episode, we're gonna be taking next anime club. We're gonna take a look at Eureka 7. So, until that, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi Wan.
And I'm Pedratron.
See you guys later.